Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Oh, we all like to make a little bit of money, and it is time to do just that. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Carlin, Chris Canty, a.k.a. Canty and Carlin. You normally catch 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We're in for Greeny today. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can find great candidates, and it's easy. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds and matches the right candidates for you. Our listeners can try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. I like money. You like money?
Love money.
You know who makes money? For us, Joe Fortenbaugh,
hello,
ESPN betting analyst, who joins us right now. Joseph, good morning.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure to be with you. I was told I'd be dealing with Greeny today, and instead I get the B squad, but that's okay. I'm still going to bring the A picks.
Wow. He thought he was getting Pat Mahomes. He got Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Kenny, you like that? You knew I was going to come out firing. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Congratulations on all the money you got coming your way, and to your listeners as well, because we are in the heart of football season, but now it's time to get to it because it is a football Friday.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Still waiting for the invite to come on the afternoon show at some point to talk picks. Maybe we'll get around to that at some point, but jokes aside, it is great to be with you. You want to start pro, you want to start college, it's up to you. I'm ready to fire.
Let's start with the pros and don't sit by the phone. All right, Bengals.
Yes.
Let's start with the Bengals and the Cowboys. And listen, we understand what the situation is with the Cowboys at the quarterback position. The Bengals looked awful last week, but and still had a chance to win the game. Who you got here?
All right, so this game opened, or I should say it would be Dallas. It'd probably be around 2.5 if Prescott hadn't gotten hurt. But the Prescott injury moves the number all the way up to almost as high as 8. We saw it touch Cincinnati -8 earlier in the week. Then it started coming back down. And when it moved from 7.5 to 7, that was significant because 7 is a very key number in sports betting. Why? A lot of games end on a differential of 7, 28-21, 24-17. You see where I'm going here. So to move from 7.5 to 7, that's some sophisticated money back in the Cowboys. I don't agree with it. I'm playing Cincinnati, and I know the public's going to be with me on that, and I'm fine with that because I think the original power ranking on the Dallas Cowboys was wrong. Even with Prescott, this was a bad team in my opinion. There are O-line issues. There are issues at wide receiver. There are issues on defense. Guys like Cooper and Gregory left in the offseason, and they didn't replace them. They didn't do a good enough job. Now Prescott's hurt, and oh, by the way, you're gonna face a Cincinnati team that is coming off a horrendous loss last week, a -5 turnover differential. You don't think they worked on that all week at practice? You don't think that was the big message about protecting the football? They owned Pittsburgh in that box score. They ran 33 more plays. They had 165 total yards of offense more. They held the ball for an additional 17 minutes, but they blew it because of the turnovers. I don't see Dallas going +5 in turnover differential. I think Cincinnati rolls them.
Joe, let's jump to the NFC South divisional matchup between the Bucs and the Saints. Tampa laying 2.5 on the road. I get that Tom Brady has been owned by the New Orleans Saints, a 1-4 record since he's taken over the Buccaneers quarterback going up against the Saints with his lone win being in the playoffs in 2020. Let me ask you this question. In the past, the reason why the Buccaneers have struggled has been because of the Saints' defense. But based on what we saw in week one from that Saints offense, Jameis Winston, particularly in the fourth quarter, is that a reason to believe in the Saints in this spot, especially getting 2.5 points at home?
Great question and great points, and I think that leads into why there's value in playing the Saints. I actually like the Saints to win this game outright. I wouldn't even take the 2.5, but you can if you want. But I like them to win the game outright. I think the key to this, and you would know this as well as anybody else, Bad offensive lines do not travel in the NFL. Bad offensive lines will get exposed on the road. The crowd noise and everything that gives the opposing defensive line that fractional second to fire off the ball. It's one of the reasons Minnesota's defense is so good at home and so suspect on the road, because they have that great crowd noise. That's what New Orleans has here. And when you're going against a banged up Tampa offensive line that also happens to have injuries all over the wide receiver position, good luck to Brady moving the ball against one of the NFL's better defenses. Now, at the same time, people might be hesitant on New Orleans because they saw last week against a bad Atlanta team and they thought, man, they almost lost that game. Almost is the operative word. Colts couldn't close out their business. Titans couldn't close out their business. But the Saints still found a way. And Jameis Winston didn't play a lot during the preseason, so he's knocking some rust off there. They come home. They've got a bevy of weapons to attack Tampa. I like the Saints to win that game.
Patriots Steelers in Pittsburgh. Patriots, that was a rough performance last week, and you just talked about all the turnovers that the Steelers got. Pats by 2.5. What do you like in this game?
I'm going under 40.5. Now, I'll tell you, an open pick, money came in, sharp money came in on the Patriots, so that seems to be the side here. I haven't played the side. I'm playing the under. You talk about a rough performance for the Pats, you're right. But it wasn't the defense. Defense actually played pretty well. They only gave up 14 points to what's supposed to be an explosive Miami offense. Remember, Miami did score a defensive touchdown in that game. We're not putting that on the New England D. They gave about 300 total yards. They limited Miami's rushing attack. They're going to get stops against Mitchell Trubisky, who was okay last week, but he's not the reason Pittsburgh won, right? It was the defense forcing those turnovers. So now you've got Bill Belichick and the Patriot defense limiting what's going to happen on Pittsburgh's offense. And then conversely, Pittsburgh's D going up against Mac Jones in the New England offense, which has looked terrible through the preseason and week one. Now, I know they might bounce back because of TJ Watt's injury and all that, but Mac Jones at home in his career, 16 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. On the road, 7 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. The numbers really plummet. I think this is a low-scoring game. I'm going under 40.5.
Talking to ESPN sports betting analyst Joe Fortenbaugh on Greeny. And Joe, the Colts are on the road with the Jaguars. We've seen this line moving in the Colts' favor, 3, 3.5, now at the 4 at William Hill. I'm curious to know your take on this particular game, especially in the AFC South division matchup, a division that nobody won in week one.
Yeah, there you go. I would play Jacksonville here plus the points. The Colts are very good at playing down to their competition. Like, that's their thing. That's what they do. They can have talent on both sides of the ball. They can make splashy acquisitions. They can draft great players. But they always find a way to play down to the competition. Last week is a perfect example. You're just watching them leave Houston in that game and then let Houston take the lead. And then they come back and they have a chance to win, which is what a good team would have done. And then they miss the field goal and cut the kicker. That's what a team like Indy does. So now you're going to go on the road to play Jacksonville, who, let's be honest, the Jaguars have owned the Colts over the last how many years? Like, they always find a way to get them. This is a better coached Jaguar team under Doug Peterson. They've got talent on both sides of the ball. They were in a very good game against Washington last week. I think both teams were better in that game than a lot of people realize, and that they should be elevated power ranking-wise as a result. But I think the Jags coming home, they're going to make this a very feisty game, and you're going to tell me I can have more than 3 points with Jacksonville? I will take the additional points.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, coming to you live from above the Heineken River deck at Pier 17. He is Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN betting analyst. Let's shift to college. What do you like this weekend?
Two games, marquee games I'll throw your way. Number one, I would take the 12.5 with Fresno against USC. I know everybody loves Lincoln Riley in the USC offense. I don't have anything negative to say about him, but the defense does have some issues, okay? Last week against Stanford, not a good team. They gave up 28 points and 375 total yards. Now, you might say that's not too bad until you realize Stanford only held the ball for 17 minutes in that game. 17 minutes, and they still managed 28 points and 375 total yards. Fresno is better than Stanford. For people who don't pay attention to the late football out there, Fresno's much better than Stanford. They're off a heartbreaking loss to Oregon State. They should have won that game. Jake Haner, third-year quarterback for the Bulldogs, they're going to keep this thing close. 12.5 is a lot of points. Total in this game is like 75, so I highly recommend watching it because it's going to be an awesome game to see. I would play Fresno State. I would also lay less than 7 with Texas A&M. Nobody wants them after they lost at home to App State last week. That's fine. Goodbye, low spot. Same thing happened last year. They got caught looking ahead to Alabama, and they got their teeth kicked in by Mississippi State. So everyone checked out on them, and then the next week, they hosted a night game at Kyle Field, and they upset Alabama. Same thing here. Lose to Appalachian State. Next week, you're hosting a night game at Kyle Field against Miami. Money's been coming in on A&M. I would play A&M as well. And then if you want a little bonus pick, Western Kentucky +7 at Indiana. Indiana is not a very good team. They are not very explosive. Western Kentucky, after starting 1-4 last year, they went like 8-1 to close the season, something like that. And then they went into this year and they're already 2-0. They're a decent program and they're catching 7. I play the Hilltoppers as well.
Plus, they score a ton of points too, if I'm not mistaken. They certainly did last year, that's for sure. It's a tremendous, tremendous card that you've just laid out for us, Joe, and I look forward to texting you with all my winnings.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know what? I will wait by the phone, Carlin. I'm going to wait for the phone. I'd like to come on in the afternoon with you guys at some point, you know? But I understand it's a huge show. You guys are doing a great job. If you get better guests, and let's be honest, there's lots of them out there that are better. But if the opportunity's there, your boy will show up for you.
Appreciate it, Joe. We'll get you next week. Thanks, brother.
See you, fellas. Best of luck to everybody this weekend.
Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN betting analyst, joining us, Canty and Carlin, on ESPN Radio. Now, this September, Disney Plus is back in action with exciting new premieres from Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, National Geographic, and The Simpsons. This month only, you can get Disney Plus for just $1.99 for 1 month. Offer available now until Monday, and then $7.99 a month. All these and more now streaming. In just moments, there is a lot more talk starting to bubble up, and something is going to have to be done about it. What are we talking about? We'll explain. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What is the sports radio equivalent of a chip block?
That's a great question.
Because this conversation has been spurred by Micah Parsons complaining about Leonard Fournette chipping him on Sunday night.
Yeah.
What's the sports radio version of that? Like you're rushing one guy, and then out of nowhere, you get clipped by somebody else and de-cleated.
I'm going to say it's Nuno, what about this?
I would say it's you having a really good point during a pre-show meeting, and then Carlin just takes it and makes it like it's home.
Yeah, that's pretty like bad. He pirates it?
Yeah,
yes,
like
you're absolutely right.
Oh, wait a minute. Alan Hahn, when he steals your sayings.
There you go.
That's it. That is it.
And
that
goes on Get Up and throws it out there 1,000%. Like he came up with it.
1,000%.
Grand Theft Hahn. That's what we should start calling him. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We all know the game isn't over till it's over. So next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have over 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. This Robert Sarver situation is not going away. Now, we know earlier in the week, Adam Silver addressed the media. The league has suspended him for 1 year. Of course, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, because of misogynistic and racist comments and misogynistic behavior, some inappropriate behavior. And over the last couple of days, there has been bigger and bigger names that have come forward and disagreed with the league's decision to only suspend him as opposed to taking the franchise away from him. First, it was LeBron.
Yep.
Then CP3 got involved. Now it is the minority owner of the Phoenix Suns, who is the basically right there, who is saying he needs to give up ownership of the team. And just because he owns the team doesn't mean that he should be able to do anything like the inappropriate behavior that he's been accused of and therefore punished for. Now, Chris, PayPal, who is a major sponsor of the Phoenix Suns, says they will not be involved with the Suns as long as Robert Sarver stays on board with the team. And I hate to put it this way, but it's just a fact. When the money starts getting pulled from advertisers, that's when things happen. And when one advertiser does it, no other advertiser is going to put them in a, put themselves in a place where they are going to be morally inferior to another, especially a high-profile one like PayPal.
There's no doubt about it. And that's when you start to see change, when it affects the bottom line, right? And that's across all sports. And so when it comes to this situation with Robert Sarver, first of all, let me say this, Carlin. The firm that the NBA hired to do the investigation, Wachtell Lipton, who's based here in New York, they are above reproach. They do an outstanding job. They have a stellar reputation. So I am in full support of the findings that they came out with in their report. I'm accepting that as fact, mm-hmm. as gospel in this particular situation. And if that be the case, then Robert Sarver should no longer be a part of the NBA. It's a privilege. It's not a right. And I don't care that he's a billionaire, and I don't care that he worked hard to get his money to buy the team. It is a privilege to be a part of professional sports. It's a privilege to be a part of the NBA. And there's no amount of context that can be laid out to explain or, you know, try to rationalize what Robert Sarver said in terms of the racial slurs and the sexual innuendo that he used around women employees, or the misogynistic attitudes and the environment that he fostered. It's reminiscent of what we heard from Daniel Snyder with the Washington Commanders. And quite frankly, I didn't think the NFL did a great job in terms of their punishment of Daniel Snyder. But in this instance, when you have sponsors, when you have players, especially guys as prominent as LeBron James and CP3, then the NBA has to take stronger action.
And this is going to happen, I believe.
Yeah.
Because the more and more that it builds up, the more and more the league is going to look bad for what they did.
Yeah.
And as we heard Adam Silver say the other day, he said, it's not up to me. It's up to the league as a whole. And that means the other owners have to realize that this is going to be a bad situation.
And you're right, Carlin. I think we all understand that. But
it shouldn't be the case.
Adam Silver saying that to me is a little bit of a cop out.
You think
and
so? And
I have the utmost respect.
I think Adam Silver has done an amazing job. I think he's the best commissioner in sports.
I blew it. I do. And I feel like he fell short here.
I agree.
I think he should say, if it was up to me, Robert Sarver wouldn't have a team. And if it was my decision, he wouldn't have a team. And you put the ball in those other owners' court. Because if you want to be on the forefront of social justice and social change, you can't pick and choose your spots.
Well,
you have to be consistent in terms of how you attack these particular issues, even if it's one of the governors in your league that doesn't uphold the standard that you say you want to stand for.
So the minority owner, Jam Najafi, called for Sarver's resignation and said, look, and cynical people would say, well, he's just trying to get the majority ownership. He's like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
He's trying to say, I can't stand by in good faith and do that. And then here's the other thing that bothers me to no end about this situation. If this was on tape, we wouldn't be having this discussion. It would have been over with already, and he would have been out, like it was with Donald Sterling. If this situation had been on tape in any way, and it had been even remotely made public, this already would have been over, Chris. And that should not be where the difference is. I fully believe that.
That shouldn't have to be the burden of proof, especially when you have these stories corroborated by several employees, Carlin. And we're not just talking about interviews.
I'm not even talking burden of proof, though. I'm talking about public perception. When it's there for people to hear it, it makes it that much worse.
Well, maybe when it's there to be heard, but Carlin, it's spelled out in the report. It's in black and white.
Yes, but Chris, the Donald Sterling thing
was
America,
audio.
Heard it.
I understand, Carlin, and that's why I led with the report that was issued by Wachtell Lipton.
And they did an amazing job.
And my whole point is this. It's in the report.
Yep.
And it's been corroborated, not only with interviews, but with phone calls, with text messages. They did their due diligence. This was a long investigation. And these were their findings. And based on what they found, and reading through it and skimming through it for me, but others that have read through it more thoroughly, they're saying the NBA fell short in terms of their discipline of Robert Sarver. And quite frankly, he should no longer be a part of the league. And Carlin, when LeBron James says it, when CP3 says it, when the vice chairman and minority owner says it, when PayPal, one of the key sponsors of the Suns, says it, then I'm going to take their word for it. What is it going to take to remove this man from his position as governor of the Phoenix Suns?
I agree, and this is the thing. I hate the fact that that's the case, but I think by the middle of next week, because this is picking up steam,
will be the reality. And you know what, Carlin? You're probably right. Which is probably why the NFL didn't have an actual report that was released.
No, it's not probably. It's why, but Chris.
With Daniel Snyder.
One last one. If you're the league, and remember, they're still technically poking around the Daniel Snyder thing. That thing's still on hold outside of the actual report because they're doing another investigation after the fact.
Yeah.
If you're the NFL and you watch this happen with Sarver, and if he loses it next week, you need to be paying very close attention and stop defending these owners and behavior.
Yeah.
You need to step up and do something because just like I talked about with an advertiser being morally inferior to another advertiser who pulled out, one league cannot position themselves as being morally inferior to the NBA. Can't do that. That is horrible business. It's not even the right reason. We all know the right reason. Daniel Snyder shouldn't be on that team anymore.
No, he shouldn't.
He just shouldn't. And we've seen more than enough evidence. Will the league actually pay attention to what goes on here? I'm willing to say, yeah.
They better.
I hope so.
If they know what's good for them.
It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Tune in to an NL West battle tomorrow night. The Giants host the Dodgers, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Well, it is the segment that America waits for each and every week. It is entitled Who You Got? It stars hashtag Bubba. And that will be coming your way in just moments. And it will include our ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge selections for this week. If you're unfamiliar, we started last week with each show picking the same three games up against one another, collectively doing it. So Chris and I will collectively make our pick to go up against Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, to go up against Greeny, to go up against Spain and Fitz,
Barton
and
Freddie
and Fitzsimmons, and Barton Hahn later on. Hahn will probably steal all your picks.
Of course.
Because that's how this goes. And but this is the point. We are off to a 2-1 start. I'm looking to make that 5-1 this week.
Let's do it.
Greeny, the podcast.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app.
Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I still can't get over some of the things that were going on in that game between the Chiefs and Chargers. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. It's the most egregious thing is not having a feel for when he has to get his quarterback out of the game. I get it that he threw a touchdown pass after that.
I don't care about that,
doesn't
though.
Matter.
I don't care about that. Carlin, you saw it. There was an opportunity for Justin Herbert to take off and scramble for a first down. And deciding in that moment, I'm not going to run because I'm in so much pain. Let me just throw the ball out of bounds and go to the next down. Think about that. If he can't move around to that degree, then he can't protect himself in the pocket. He can't manipulate the pocket and get away from trouble. If he can't get away from pressure, he's a sitting duck. Why would you jeopardize the future of your franchise and the season for your team by allowing Justin Herbert to take unnecessary punishment? That's the part that doesn't make sense to me, and that's unforgivable as far as I'm concerned. As a football fan sitting here today, I'm just happy that it didn't get any worse for Justin Herbert, because it could have had that Chiefs defensive line been able to get to him even more.
Oh, there's no doubt. And that's why, like, they were teeing off at that point.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing?
You saw Chris Jones on the sideline, Carl, and he was like, hey, man, let's get after him. We can see he's a little bit nicked up. Let's go get him. It was blood to sharks.
Yep.
That it was a feeding frenzy. And he got hit another time after Mike Dana put the initial hit on him, Carlin. And even in that one, it took him some time to get up. I was concerned for Justin Fields' welfare at that point. And if you're Brandon Staley, you got to understand, down 10 points, is it worth it to risk the long-term health of my quarterback to try to get this win in week two?
No, it's not.
The answer I would have is no, especially with an expanded regular season. You got 17 games. You'll be okay if Justin Herbert can't finish out a game that you're probably not going to win anyway.
And then there's other situations I felt like he didn't have a feel for either. You know, first quarter, on 4th and 2 at the 18, just in terms of strategic, he opts to kick a field goal, and I'm sorry, if you're coming into the game and you're trying to make a statement, a field goal is not going to beat Patrick Mahomes, and we know that. And there are a couple of times later, not both of them, but 2 4th and 2s at midfield, you know, Captain Gambler all over there all of a sudden doesn't want to go for it in that spot. I don't get it.
Plus, you have the situation in the second half with the no huddle right there at the goal line when Gerald Everett, the tight end, is trying to get out of the game.
Get him out of the game, and you're not paying attention.
He didn't get out of the game. He was loafing on that play. That opened the door for Jalen Watson to have a 99-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Previously on Greeny.
I still don't think the Bears are going to be any good this year, but Justin Fields is a good player in the right circumstance. You put Justin Fields where Trey Lance is right now, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They got it wrong, and the entire league, they get this. This frustrates me no end. These quote-unquote geniuses who evaluate talent in the NFL, and they talk themselves out of the right decision all the time.
That's Weekly Rewind. It's brought to you by Dell for your small business needs. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. I heard Greeny talking about that earlier in the week.
A little early for that, though, isn't it? To say that they got it wrong already?
Well, about Trey Lance, we don't know the answer to that yet.
That's what I'm saying.
But here's where I'd agree with them. If we're talking about Justin Fields in New York with the Jets, are we having a different conversation than we are with Zach Wilson? I think we are. I think Justin Fields has the Jets in a much better situation than Zach Wilson does right now. Much, much better. I think Justin Fields, with the weapons that the Jets have, would be very, very interesting to watch. I think that would, I mean, I worry. I felt like Fields was 1A to Trevor Lawrence. Not 2, 1A.
Okay.
Based on his ability to make certain throws. And I think he's an incredibly intelligent guy.
Yeah.
I would say that if you had been the Jets and taken Fields with that second pick as opposed to Wilson, none of these discussions we'd be having. And I do worry about Fields being in a place in Chicago where he could get ruined by not having guys around him and a regime that didn't draft him.
Yeah, I worry about those things too, and you also worry about him being kept upright by that offensive line, but those are similar concerns that we have for Zach Wilson with the Jets. Here's the thing about the hypotheticals. You can never prove them, and that's why I hesitate to go down that road, but here's the deal. Neither one of those franchises has a very good track record when it comes to developing draft picks at the quarterback position. No. So you worry about those guys when they go to those franchises. Conversely, when Kyle Shanahan decides he's going to draft a quarterback and forks over three first-round draft picks in order to do it, you give that guy the benefit of the doubt because Kyle Shanahan seems like he knows what he's doing. Most of the time, quarterbacks play well under Kyle Shanahan. Think back to when he had RG3 in his rookie year. Set the world on fire in terms of his productivity, got that team to the playoffs. Think back to Atlanta Falcons 2016. Matt Ryan has an MVP year. Who's the offensive coordinator? It's Kyle Shanahan. So it's situations like that. Even with Jimmy Garoppolo coming over after the trade from the Patriots, that was when the San Francisco 49ers franchise took a turn and became a perennial power. And so now you're hoping that a quarterback that has more upside in terms of his physical ability is going to end up having more productivity and lead to championship-level winning for the 49ers brass.
Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We're in for Greeny today. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hit us up on the Canty and Carlin Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. One performance I am very interested in Sunday is Tom Brady against the Saints. We know that the Bucs have not had luck with the Saints since Brady has gotten there. For whatever reason, New Orleans has had his number.
Oh, we know the reason. It's that defense.
Yes.
That defense is a problem for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense.
They have made life very difficult for him when they have faced him so far. Now, on the flip side, I was really impressed with what the Buccaneers defense did the other night. Even though, you know, what they were doing with Dak the whole entire game, what they were doing with the Cowboys offense had nothing to do with the injury because that didn't come until late.
Yeah.
I really, though, wonder about Brady. And this is just strange to say when it comes to Tom Brady. Against that defense, considering the trouble he's had before, and just frankly, everything going on around him, Chris, I wonder if his play is going to get affected this year by it. Because even the other night, I thought he was fine. I didn't think that that was any kind of vintage Brady performance.
No, it didn't feel like it. And here's the thing that you worry about. With Donovan Smith out of the lineup, the interior trio for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being reshuffled due to injury that they had in the preseason, can they hold up against the defensive front from the New Orleans Saints? I'm talking about Cam Jordan. I'm talking about David Onyemata and Marcus Davenport. Not to mention Demario Davis when he decides to run through on blitzes. Can they hold up against that group? I don't know that they can. When they were whole the last couple of years, they hadn't been able to hold up against that defensive front. They've had Tom Brady under siege. So that's a concern going into this matchup. But the thing that I look at as an under-the-radar game within the game, the wide receivers for the New Orleans Saints going up against the secondary for the Tampa Bay Bucs. Like, I want to see what Carlton Davis and Jamel Dean and Antoine Winfield Jr. do against Michael Thomas, Chris Olave, and Jarvis Landry. Because did you see the fourth quarter that Jameis Winston was able to put up against the Atlanta Falcons?
Yep.
I mean, he was 13 of 16, 213 yards and two touchdowns. And if Michael Thomas is waking up and if he's fully healthy to go along with Chris Olave and Jarvis Landry, that's going to be a problem. And I'm not sure that that secondary for the Bucs is going to be able to contain those guys.
Let's remember one thing, though. You used the phrase woke up. That's what it took because they woke up later. Winston had not done anything until the fourth quarter.
Well, I'm glad you say he hadn't done anything because that's including not making any turnovers, not making any mistakes.
And you're that's it for 50 yards.
Yeah, and that's fine. But I'll take Jameis Winston not turning the football over with that defense supporting you because that defense is always going to give you a chance. And if you look at the games that they've played between the Bucs and the Saints, it's going to always be a one-possession game. So if the defense can keep that game close, I have confidence much more so in the New Orleans Saints offense that they're going to be able to make the difference, make the plays down the stretch that's going to lead to winning.
Well, that brings us to
Hashtag KOD.
Uh-oh.
The kiss of death.
It is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. This is one of our games that we have to pick for the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge, the Bucks and the Saints. Chris, I really get the sense that you are leaning heavily toward the New Orleans Saints in this game. Is that where collectively you would like us to go in this game?
That is correct. How do you feel about that?
I feel okay about that. It is Tampa Bay minus 2.5, so the Saints are getting points at home, and I think that's the direction that we have to go. So we're going to put the hashtag KOD on the New Orleans Saints.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
It is time for Who You Got. It is time for Bubba. So, Bubba, we made the first pick right there with the Bucks and the Saints with the kiss of death on the New Orleans Saints.
Got it.
Let's roll.
Got it recorded. Who You Got, brought to you by Grainger. And as you mentioned, we got the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. Freddie and Fitzsimmons atop of everyone, 3-0. Everyone else, though, 2-1. So it's there for the taking. Greeny also, by the way, went Saints plus 2.5.
Okay.
So we're all squared away. We're good to go. Next game, Bears at Packers. This one, Green Bay minus 10. Who you got here?
That's a whole lot of respect for the Green Bay Packers.
It really is. And look, I don't think the Bears defense is all that bad. I think overall the Bears are not a good football team. I still think there's a good chance they're going to have the worst overall record in the league, even though they started 1-0. Can I get too influenced by week one in the rain? I kind of think I can. I'm tempted to lay the 10 here because are we going to see a ticked off Aaron Rodgers? What's your thought?
Well, I'll tell you what, if it's a close game, then I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be screaming R-E-L-A-X. My initial lean was the Chicago Bears, but you sound like you're saying it with your chest with the Green Bay Packers.
I am.
So let's lay the 10 points and go with Aaron Rodgers in the pack.
Games in Green Bay, too.
Here's the thing. We can't lose because if they don't cover, then that's going to give us something to talk about with the Green Bay Packers early next week.
That is true. So we will go Packers minus 10. Right there for game number two. Bubba!
All right, and Greeny, for the record, went Bears plus 10.
Wow.
Last game for the Pick'em Challenge, Patriots at Steelers. That game is on ESPN Radio. I know, Chris, Carlin, you are calling that game, so you won't make the pick.
Yes, I will.
Okay, you will.
Yeah,
great.
No, I don't. Listen, I don't subscribe to that.
All right, I'll make a pick.
I am not a fraudulent announcer who will not pick the game in advance.
There we go.
I have.
All right, we'll make
integrity.
A pick. It's New England minus 2.
I would say in this spot,
they got to do it. They got to do it. It's a got to
have
it.
To win this
it's
game.
Gotta have them.
So here's the difference for me, okay? I feel like without T.J. Watt, this could be a situation for the Steelers where their defense plays exceptionally well, and then it boils down to Trubisky, and it boils down to a turnover or two, and I just feel like it's coming.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's coming. My inclination is Patriots minus 2 here.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. Let's roll with that. Patriots laying the 2 points.
That's right, Bubba. I am not a cop-out artist in any way. By the way,
works for me.
Just briefly, I thought you were not going to be wearing Cowboys gear the rest of the year because you felt like it was over.
I can't give them up. I mean, I can't imagine me wearing them too many Mondays, that much for sure.
Bubba's got his Micah Parsons jersey on today.
Well, if it's not going to be over, then it's going to be because of number 11. So.
Right, exactly. I can't give up on him. He's at least trying.
That's
there.
Fair.
I don't want to give up on him. By the way, Greeny went Steelers plus 2.
Steelers plus 2.
So that concludes the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge, but I got two more games for you. Settle down. We got two more. First being Bengals at the aforementioned Cowboys, but unfortunately, this one is Cincinnati minus 7. Who you got here?
I hate to say it, Bubba. I got Cincinnati minus 7. I just don't see how the Bengals after last week are going to play that poorly again, turn it over that many times again, still had a chance to win, and it's Cooper Rush.
It could be Cincinnati minus 10, and I'm still taking the Bengals.
All right, easy there.
Well, you can say what you ever want to say, but here's the thing. The Dallas Cowboys offense is going to struggle mightily, okay? Mightily. That means that you're going to get more possessions for Joe Burrow in that Bengals offense. As great as Micah Parsons is, he can't be all over the field. He can't cover everybody. I'm looking for Ja'Marr Chase to light up that secondary.
What he said, Bubba. And I will be on the call with Sal Powell on Sunday for that game on ESPN Radio. Very much looking forward to that at 1 o'clock. Coverage begins noon with our pregame show, Kevin Winter.
All right, last one for picks. Dolphins at Ravens. And this one is Baltimore minus 3.5. Who you got here?
Baltimore, and I'm laying the 3.5, and guess what? It ain't going down like it did last year on that Thursday night fiasco when the Baltimore Ravens had no answer for cover zero. Lamar Jackson said it this week that we're going to have an answer for it. I think Lamar Jackson's going to go down there with a point to prove. They're going to put it on that Dolphins defense.
This could be a tough Tua day.
Yes.
Tough Tua day.
Yes. I would say, if I do say so myself.
I think the folks from Tuanon are going to be a little bit upset with what happens.
What'd you call it, Tuanon?
Tuanon. I can't claim credit for making that up. I didn't. But, Bubba.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Ravens here as well.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Who you got? Brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And tomorrow is my 20th high school reunion.
Oh, wow.
So where do you guys stand on high school reunions? Have you guys attended any?
Do you enjoy them?
Would you go in the future? Who you got?
I went to my 10th. I have not gone since, but I would go. I would absolutely go. I would also add that at my 10th, I still had hair. And that would, by this point, if they don't know that I'm bald, you know, it's not going to matter. And I mean, I hate to sound like a jerk, but look at the job I have. How do I not go and rub it in the face of all the other clowns?
Wow. Look at you. You're such a terrible human.
The people that made my life miserable, those people?
Well,
I want to see it my friends.
They helped to motivate you so you could get to this point.
I went to all boys Catholic high school. I got a
interesting choice.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a choice. I got in 9 fights my freshman year. It was like Lord of the Flies, dude.
Okay.
Exactly,
right? 0 for 9.
Maybe I went 1-8. But
did you at least pinch one of them?
Did I pinch one?
I'm just saying. Sounds like you caught a lot of L's.
I caught a few L's because I didn't know how to fight, but I definitely connected a couple of times.
Okay, and so you want to go back and rub it in these guys' faces?
Oh, yeah. No, there are a few of them that I would like to stick it to.
You're a terrible human being. Here's what I'll say. I missed my 20th high school reunion. I'm scheduled to be inducted into my high school's Hall of Fame. So I'm hoping, schedule permitting, that I'll be able to make it to there in October. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, High School Hall of Fame.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
That's great.
Same high school as Daniel Jones and Anthony Morrow, by the way.
Yeah. You want to claim Daniel Jones?
Well, he's a top 10 pick in the NFL draft.
I mean, does your high school claim you, Carlin?
No.
Right? Exactly.
Most famous alum from my high school is Danny DeVito.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Then the fall off to me.
I'll be inducted into the Board Op Hall of Fame in January.
I'm looking forward to that. Let me know if you want me to be the guy who inducts you, Bubba. I'll happily do it.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.